Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
A mixed bag of weather coming your way. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. Coburg police are investigating an alleged break and enter. Police claim that between 8:30 and 9 p.m. Sunday, an unknown individual entered a garage on Sutherland Crescent and stole various Milwaukee power tools. Police conducted a neighborhood canvass of the area and are asking residents to review any available surveillance, doorbell camera, or dash camera footage. Anyone with information is asked to contact police. A Roseneath man is facing impaired driving charges following a traffic stop in Coburg Monday. Authorities allegedly stopped a vehicle in the area of King Street East and Brock Road North for no front license plate. Officers claim to have observed signs of impairment, cannabis, and paraphernalia in plain view. Police officers say they seized several other license plates registered to other owners inside that vehicle. The unidentified 20-year-old driver was later released with a future court date. Registration is now open for a kids' fun swim and run race. The Northumberland YMCA is hosting its 18th annual duathlon in Campbellford and Coburg, seeking to raise $10,000 to support two fundamental programs for the Y. Catherine Harrison, Director of Marketing and Philanthropy, says a portion of the funds will go towards supporting mothers and newborns.
They're going to be for the Mothers of Newborns program, which is an amazing program that we run through YMCA in Northumberland. It gives moms and their babies free membership for the first year of the baby's life, plus access to special baby mom programs. It allows them to get out, stay active, connect with other moms, for babies to connect with other babies. It's a phenomenal program that is unique to YMCA in Northumberland.
In Campbellford, the funds will help construct an outdoor pavilion. That race is Thursday, August 13th, and the Coburg Waterfront and Centennial Pool a week later. Registration is $18. In sports, the Memorial Cup is coming to Campbellford for a huge celebration next month. Carson Campbell, a member of the Kitchener Rangers, won the national hockey title this spring. A parade is being organized in the Trent Hills community for August 6th at 3:30 p.m. The initiative was brought forward by Dave Dunk, who said it would be an amazing way to honor a great hockey accomplishment. Councillor Rick English says this would be a great celebration for the community.
I think it's a great idea. I said that originally. Thanks for working with Dave Dunk on this, and it'll be a great day celebrating this, so thank you.
The event is expected to attract 500 spectators following the parade. Photo opportunities will be at the Campbellford Legion and further celebrations at the fairgrounds. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
Looking for something magical, mystical, and a little unexpected? Discover enchanting new arrivals at the Black Rabbit Mystical Emporium in downtown Port Hope. Browse their newest collection of beautiful slip dresses, dusters, scarves, and totes from Market of Stars. Then check out their enchanting jewelry collection by Marina Smith. Over 30 years of artistry featuring whimsical, Victorian-inspired, retro-futuristic designs. Visit the Black Rabbit Mystical Emporium at 54 John Street, Port Hope. Check out their summer event schedule and follow them on social media and online at theblackrabbit.ca.
It's summer, and your team is working from the cottage, the patio, maybe even a beach chair. Honestly, not a bad setup. But while they're logging in from wherever, someone should probably be keeping an eye on things back at the office. That's where we come in. At Attitude IT, we keep your business secure and running smoothly, so your team can work from anywhere, and you can actually enjoy it too. Visit attitudeit.ca or call 905-432-7751. Go ahead, take the meeting outside. We've got the rest covered.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. A mix of sun and cloud, high 26, humid index of 33 today, clear tonight, low 15. Sun-cloud mix with a slight chance of showers tomorrow, high 28. Cloudy and 60% chance of showers Saturday, high 26. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.